Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon from the Daily Beast. I'm Barbie Nadeau in for Brooke Howard. It's Friday, July 16th, and here are the top five stories that Cheat Sheet team is watching right now. It seems unlikely that children under 12 will get coronavirus vaccines before Christmas, according to the Food and Drug Administration, who said that emergency authorization for kids' vaccines won't come out until midwinter to allow time for trials and follow-up safety checks. The FDA reportedly wants to see between 4 and 6 months of safety follow-up data for kids under 12, compared to 2 months for adults. Days before thousands of his supporters would ransack the U.S. Capitol building, it seems Donald Trump was getting a little bit anxious about the fury he'd been whipping up ever since the election defeat. The New Yorker reports that on January 3rd, Trump held an Oval Office meeting with his top officials to talk about Iran and its nuclear activities. However, right at the end of the meeting, the president reportedly asked those present if they were prepared for what was about to happen at the, quote, Stop the Steal rally days later. The historic floods that have devastated vast parts of western Germany and Belgium have left more than 100 people dead. Days of lashing rain have caused flash flooding that, in turn, has washed out entire communities and done untold damage to infrastructure in multiple states. More than 1,300 people remain missing. Investigators from the New York Attorney General's office will question Governor Andrew Cuomo in its probe of allegations of sexual harassment made against him. Two independent lawyers will reportedly question Cuomo on Saturday in Albany, New York. The attorneys, who have also subpoenaed documents from the governor's office in the investigation, are expected to publish a report when their inquiry concludes, though there is no formal deadline. For the second time this season, the New York Yankees have been struck by a coronavirus outbreak among vaccinated players. General Manager Brian Cashman told reporters that 6 players have tested positive for the virus, leading to the postponement of Thursday night's game with the Boston Red Sox. 9 Yankees fans tested positive for COVID back in May.
That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.